The Senate will take on its 12 annual budget bills this week, but the House is not moving so fast. In fact, some members want to roll back the budget resolution so laboriously worked out last year. So in the lower chamber, it might be mostly talk. Not shaping up to be a super productive week on Capitol Hill. For more, Roll Call senior editor David Hawkins. David, all right, so you're saying that the unthinkable is looking pretty thinkable now.
The unthinkable has become the status quo, I guess. And if what you mean by the unthinkable is another budget standoff when all signs pointed to something more like regular order. I'm not sure we're yet to the unthinkable of a shutdown, if that's what you're talking about when you say unthinkable. But I do think this is not going to be the year when what's essentially now been a 20-year pattern of dysfunction in the budget process is going to be fixed.
Usually it's the House that tends to finish its bills, but now you're reporting that the Senate is going to try to get its bills done, but the House is just kind of waiting around.
That's right. This is a big role reversal, but the Senate Republicans are less confrontationally combative than their House counterparts, and there seems to be a tacit agreement among the Senate Republicans that the new grand total for spending, as you just said, laboriously worked out last fall, which is to spend $1,070,000,000,000 on the discretionary programs, so all the programs that Congress has annual control over, that number should stand. And so the Republicans last week in the Appropriations Committee, all but one of them voted for this. All the Democrats voted for this grand total, and that sets the stage for debate starting this week on the first of the 12 bills to cover the civilian aspects of the Energy Department and the Army Corps of Engineers, what they call the Energy and Water Bill. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader who's actually on the Appropriations Committee, essentially says he's got nothing else better to do, really, in this election year than devote time to these appropriations bills. He's willing to spend 12 weeks on appropriations bills, one per week. So we'll see in the next few days whether they can get off the dime and actually pass these. This is not easy to do. The rules of the Senate say that anybody can offer an amendment on almost any topic, even tangentially related to the bill, at any time. We'll see if the Republicans can keep that process under control and actually get the bill through. Meanwhile, in the House, as you also alluded to, the so-called Freedom Caucus, the Tea Party crowd, the confrontational conservatives, who number anywhere from 36 to maybe 36, enough to put a stop to what the Republican leadership wants to do. They say that this grand total in spending is $40 billion too much. They want to roll it back. It's about a 3% difference. They said it's 3% too many. They're unwilling to vote for any of the appropriations bills at this new higher level, and so the House is stuck.
So that so-called 1070 number, I think they're calling it the $1,070,000,000,000, that is not a certain thing.
That's right. It's not a certain thing. The House Republicans especially say it's 3% too much and that they're going to resist, it looks like, voting for any bills that would add up to that larger number. There's still some chance that it has to do with the Defense Department, or particularly the Defense Department, or Homeland Security. These conservatives will vote for those bills and then just put their foot down later on in the process when it comes to the bills they're less interested in, which do social programs, you know, education, labor, health, et cetera.
And what about the Supreme Court nomination? Could that get mixed up in some of this in some way as an amendment, maybe?
No, I don't think so. I think the Supreme Court nomination has to move separately. It seems pretty locked in at this point that if the Republicans are going to change their mind about moving on Merrick Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court, they will wait until after the election. It does look like now after the election is when this big budget standoff that I just described will need to get resolved. It's going to be a busy lame duck session. Congress has actually already, they've sort of broken with tradition. Usually they don't even schedule the lame duck session until right before the election. This time they've already made plans to come back at Veterans Day and stay right through Christmas. That's probably when the real decision on the budget will be made. If passed as prologue, Congress will end up deciding before the election to essentially punt the spending decision until after the election, if not all the way until after the inauguration, and just basically both sides betting that the presidential winner will be from their side and will help shape this. It's also during that lame duck session that I think if the Republicans change their mind at all on Garland, Merrick Garland, getting him on the court, it would be if they are about to lose control of the Senate and lose control and don't win control of the White House, then maybe Merrick Garland has a chance.
We're speaking with CQ Roll Call senior editor David Hawkins. And there's also the issue of VA, IRS agencies that have been kind of under congressional fire. And how will that figure into the budget deliberations, do you think, for those agencies?
I think that it is the case that most of that fire is on the House side, and it's probably one of the things that's making the deliberations on the appropriations bills on the House side more difficult. Probably the House Republicans will try and insert some language in the bills that in the bill that governs the IRS, the other one that governs the VA, half a dozen other agencies that they're particularly annoyed with, that they will try and add so-called policy riders, which just gum up the process more. But it's their only shot because the Republican drive, the most dramatic Republican drive, which is to actually move a resolution of impeachment for John Koskinen, the head of the IRS, has been essentially stopped in its tracks by Paul Ryan. He says, we've got more important things to do with the IRS. Let's try and win the election and then reform the IRS that way rather than have the first agency director in more than 100 years get impeached.
I was going to say, yeah, that's something Paul Ryan, as you say, pulled off right now. So that probably will save a little bit of the sturm and drang and angst till later on.
At least that, or it'll refocus it probably on the budget.
David Hawkins is senior editor at CQ Roll Call. As always, thanks so much for that update.
Thank you, John.
Read more and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive. Click share with friends.